And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara County. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that's up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple, easy, multiple-choice question. It's a would you rather. The question is this: would you rather have a daughter of easy virtue or a daughter with no friends at all? Go to my website, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Cast your vote, and I will announce the results of the poll in a future show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is challenging what you thought you knew. Each of my guests is presenting new facts about something you thought you knew. My next guest is one of the world's foremost UFOologists. He's also a trained journalist. We'll discuss his proof of the existence of UFOs. Jaime Mosson studied journalism at UNAM and at Miami University in Ohio in the United States. Since 1970, he's practiced his profession as a reporter in the following ways: at El Sol de México, Diario de la Afición, The Diary of Hobby, 24 Hours, W Radio, XEX Radio, Televisa, among others. Within a highlighted Televisa correspondent in the United States, general information reporter in Dominico, Dominico, which is Sunday to Sunday program, and also as the general coordinator and director of 60 stories for the same program. This work has helped Jaime to be known as an outstanding reporter and a researcher, and it just so happens that he won a very prestigious award from the UN, the award at the Mike Mansfield Room of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Joining us from Mexico, Jaime, how are you today?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much. You are very kind.
Well, you are very good and a thought leader, so I'm so happy to have you on the show. It's wonderful to have somebody who has got an objective point of view like you do as a journalist to talk about this subject. So let's dive right into it if we can. You're a professional journalist. You're trained to be objective, and you're trained to be skeptical. You're also a UFOologist, one who believes in UFOs and extraterrestrials. So you've done extensive research in this area. What leads you to conclude that we're visited by extraterrestrials in UFOs?
Oh, because of the so many investigations that we have been able to produce, we have been able to go and analyze everything that is said there. We know the witnesses, we know the evidence, we know the videos. We have so much of those. I believe we have the largest collection of evidence in the world in video and photographs, especially video. Because, as you know, since 1991, we had so many sightings in Mexico for some reason, and people went to the streets because I asked them to do it, and they produced outstanding material that has been presented everywhere around the world, and that is why I really believe. And besides that, I was witness myself of two creatures who were phosphorescent, and I saw them in the middle of the Sierra, close to the U.S., by the way, close to the border, close to Tijuana and Mexicali, mm-hmm. And I was with six other people, and after that, there was no way I could go back to my normal life, because I became myself also a witness.
All right. Well, I can understand that. My guest is Jaime Mosson. So talk to us about these creatures, these phosphorescent creatures that you saw. Can you describe them to us?
Yes. Well, this was a case that happened originally in the 17th to 18th of May, 1997. Three kids were lost in the middle of the mountain, and they had to spend the night there, but there are so many snakes in the area, they went into a tree, and there they saw many creatures coming to them, and they spent the night with them. They didn't lose conscience, and they remember everything. We made hypnotic regression, and I went to the area to really check that everything they said was real. And we even found some physical evidence in the area of these creatures working with some materials there, and we have been able to analyze those, and they are very unexplainable. But when I was doing that investigation in 1999, 27 of May, I was awakened by these three kids, and they told me, "What is that?" And I saw it with two others. We were six in total, even a guide from the area, a man who knows everything in the place, and everyone was really amazed. I mean, there was something that I cannot forget, and these creatures were moving around 70 meters from us, like 80 yards, and they were doing some things, and we were able to see them like, for 7 minutes, and there is no question in my mind. Unfortunately, in 1999, there were no cameras with
right.
Night shots, you know, and we couldn't get a video. But what I saw, I mean, I saw it. I am not presenting that as evidence. It's something just for me.
Well, it's part of your personal experience, and that's really what's led you down this path to be a ufologist. My guest is Jaime Maussan. So, Jaime, talk to me a little bit, if you will, about the role or the advent of video recorders. I mean, nowadays, everybody's got a video recorder of some kind in their smartphone. People around the world are really becoming photojournalists. It seems likely, therefore, that we're going to have more and more UFO sightings that are captured on film. How does that lead us? Well, it's happening already, and it's going to happen even more. It's going to be explosive even beyond this. So
that's what I realized back in 1991 when people were observing an eclipse, a total solar eclipse in Mexico City. And coincidentally, there were some things in the sky, some things that were not the planets or stars or anything that could be explained. And these UFOs were recorded not just in Mexico City, but also in the city of Puebla and other places like Tula and Hidalgo, and we analyzed those, and we analyzed the position of the planets, and we were able to somehow understand that this was something else. These things were presenting themselves to us in the middle of an astronomical event. And after that, I went to the television into a very popular show, and I said, "Do you have more videos like this?" And I received hundreds. I realized at that moment that the video camera was going to be the instrument that was going to allow us to really demystify this phenomenon, to make it real. And then through the years, there was an organization, the Sky Watchers of Mexico, Los Vigilantes, who were kids all around the country, and they recorded so many incredible videos, especially spheres, fleets, and some other craft that were unexplainable and very spectacular. And I was able to present this in many international shows, in History Channel, Discovery, even National Geographic, that I don't like very much National Geographic for this subject. For everything else, yes, but not for this. But I was able to present this, and then many people around the world learned what was happening in Mexico. And since then, really, there is a school here in Mexico. There is a real culture now of people watching the skies and getting all this information, you know, and all this evidence. And we work just with the evidence. As you said, I am a journalist, and I cannot believe everything they say, but when they prove it, and when I know it's real, and when we have experience in the kind of image that they present, then we declare this real. And now it's happening everywhere. Look what is going on in Russia. Look, with the motherships in Russia from September to now, there are more than 10, 15 recordings of huge UFOs. You can see objects going inside and outside. We have an incredible video from San Antonio, Texas, from September 14 with a mothership. It's something huge. And there is more now. We are receiving hundreds of videos, hundreds of these strange sounds that are being recorded around the world. I don't know if you know about this phenomenon, but it's incredible, too.
Well, it is incredible. My guest is Jaime Maussan. We're talking about UFOs. He's a ufologist. Jaime, I want to talk about Israel and the sighting in 2011 back in Jerusalem, because you are very instrumental in defining and describing that, because at that time, there were two people watching over the city of Jerusalem, and they were really side by side. They both had video cameras. They both caught the event at the same time. What made the Jerusalem sighting so remarkable, and how did having two side-by-side groups who were photographing the exact same event at the exact same time lend more scientific credibility to the event?
Well, in reality, there were four videos. The total was six, but two of them we found that they were hoaxes, video number three and video number six, were hoaxes. But video number one, video number two, video number four, and video number five were absolutely perfect. We were able to correlate every one of them in microseconds. And we were able to find so many little details in every video that was image or details that were repeated in the four videos, things that people didn't realize. And then that's what make us think that this was a real case. Unfortunately, Eligael Geraldovich, the main witness, was a man who wanted to produce a movie, wanted to produce a documentary, and he didn't allow anyone to go there and investigate, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go and talk to all the witnesses, go to every place, and be able to make a full investigation. But unfortunately there, the main witness didn't allow us to do that, and that is why the case, you know, it's on hold. It's there, but it's, however, the case is really important, because this happened in the rock of the dome. I mean, or the dome of the rock, whatever you want to call it, which is a very important place for the Jews. It's a very important place for Muslims, and it's a very important sacred place for Christians. And that is the reason you can find many, many passages from the Bible that are related to this place, to this very sacred place. And you can even have some information in the Bible that describe these lights coming to the place thousands of years ago. And this is happening again. I think it's somehow a message or a sign that was somehow telling us something or announcing something, you know, like it is said that the angel Raphael was going to come to the place. Remember that angels in Bible are lights, are spheres of light. That's angels. And for that reason, we thought that this case was worth it to be investigated. And we're still waiting, probably sometime when this man realizes that you cannot be witness and at the same time investigator. You have to be one or the other thing, but you cannot be both because you need the credibility.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Jaime Mausan. Jaime, I'm going to take the other side of the argument, though. It's clear that if UFOs are coming with extraterrestrials aboard, that is a more advanced civilization than we are. And we as humans have a very jaded history when it comes to exploration and colonization. Whenever a superior civilization visits a less sophisticated one, it pretty much ends up in a disaster. Look at the Spanish conquistadors, the American colonists, the British in Africa and India. So if aliens are visiting Earth from other planet, what makes us think that they're going to come here in peace?
Well, that's exactly what Stephen Hawking said a year or two ago, that we should be careful. That's what the Royal Academic of Science in England said just last January, a year ago, that we should be careful with these creatures. However, I really think that if they were going to do something to us, this would have happened long ago. Why are they waiting to do something, you know? I don't think they have a reason to do it, because when you have the technology, when you can go freely to any place in the universe, then it's so easy, I mean, to do or get whatever you want. If you want gold, you can get gold anywhere. Or you want diamonds, what do you want? Richness is a very different concept for these creatures. Then I don't think they are coming here just to make us slaves and or try to get something from us just for the heck of it, you know. I think They are here because they are curious. They are here because they want to know if we can develop ourselves to become a part of this smart universe, intelligent universe. Well, that's my personal concept. You know, there are many others who probably think in other ways. You know, everybody has the right to think, but I really believe that these creatures are peaceful. And they are not our brothers, but I think they are just intelligent creatures that want to be in touch with other intelligent creatures.
All right. My guest is Jaime Maussan. So, Jaime, what are the implications of scientifically proved UFOs and extraterrestrials? What are going to be the implications on society if that, in fact, gets proved within the next few years?
Well, it's the biggest change ever. You know, Richard Dolan made a book the day after contact saying that this would be as important as the day when Christ was born for humans. I'm not saying it's the same meaning or whatever. I mean, I am very respectful with God and Christ. I believe in Christ. But this would be a very important day because everything would be before that or after that. It means that society would change in every single sense. And I think that's already happening, you know. I really think that what is happening with the social networks and Internet, the communication, the global mind, everything is changing so much that we are now seeing a new society being born. And I really think that this is just the beginning of this contact, because now the little kids, the young people, those who don't have all the problems that the adults have, are ready to really understand and accept this as a new reality, especially with so much evidence. You just go to Internet, to YouTube, and you'll see, okay, many, many hoaxes, many UFOs that are not, but then you are going to find many that are unexplainable and many that prove that this is real. You just need one video, one evidence to be real, to really accept that these creatures can come to the Earth, because what the scientists say is that it's impossible to come to Earth because of the big distances. But if you find one example or a few examples of something that could come from a different planet, then you will have to accept that this is something that could happen. I mean, it could happen to us. There are ways to do it. There are scientific ways to jump and go to very distant places in the universe. And that's what really matters, you know. The future is our future. We have to save our planet right now. We have to save all life forms for the future. Right now, if we are able to continue our development and we are able to stop the destruction of our planet, then we are going to be in good shape to do exactly what these creatures are doing with us. Go to different places, investigate, and learn more and more from others.
And we're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been Jaime Maussan. Jaime, you're coming to our area. You're going to be speaking at the Consciousness Expo down in Long Beach. Can you give us some details? If people are intrigued, they want to learn more about you.
Yes, I'm going to be in the Hilton Hotel in close to the airport. I believe I'm going to be the Saturday of next week. It's 11 and 12 for people who speak English and Spanish. And I invite you, not to believe in me, to see what I'm going to present, to see all the investigation, because all investigation is journalistic, as you mentioned at the beginning. I am a journalist. I don't consider myself an ufologist. I'm just a journalist who has specialized in this phenomenon, in this kind of investigation, who has the experience and the knowledge after working so many cases that I have presented in many different congresses in the U.S., and around the world. And if you go there and you see the collection just from what happened last year, I mean, I don't know if you know about the Chelyabinsk sighting from December 23rd. This UFO was for 6 hours around the city, and the object had a hollow, an energetic hollow around the object, and it was so bright. It moved around slowly, just above the buildings, and so many people saw it. We had 19 different videos just from that sighting.
And
you see all that, you have to accept that something is going on, that not everything is explainable, that something is really happening here. That's why I invite people to go to this event and see by yourself, by themselves, what we are presenting there. And I think after you see all the evidence, incredible evidence, that I have, then you're going to think differently.
Jaime, it has been a delight. Thank you so much. If people want to learn more about you, they can go to the Conscious Life Expo February 11th and 12th down by LAX. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.